This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Dung Nguyen. First name is Dung, D-U-N-G, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Date of birth 6-20-1949. This letter is being written to Dr. Hong Bui. First name is Hong, H-O-N-G, last name is Bui, B-U-I, Bui. Address 1681 Burdette Drive, B-U-R-D-E-T-T-E, Drive, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-270-9642, fax number 408-270-9696. Dear Dr. Hong Bui, H-O-N-G-B-U-I Bui, thank you for asking me to see this 74-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Miss Nguyen, N-G, Miss Dung Nguyen, D-U-N-G, first name, Nguyen, last name, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, Dung Nguyen, has been having ongoing coughing for about 9 months, period. There is some runny nose and nasal congestion, period. There is history of minor itchy throat and itchy nose and watery eyes, period. She has taken one loratadine and Flonase with minimal benefit. She was also prescribed Flovent for presumed asthma, but as a matter of fact, she does not have any shortness of breath, wheezing, or chest tightness, or any or any excessive symptoms at nighttime, period. Clinically, I don't believe she has any asthma, period. She also takes Lipitor and amlodipine and some vitamins, period. Family has been, they have been to emergency room on 12-8 and 5 months ago for cough, but there was no fever or any expectoration. She had detailed workup in ER, and I was able to review her lab work and x-rays, and everything seems to be normal, period. No obvious she lives at home with her husband who smokes, and that certainly could be causing some problem. Her appetite is fair, and she does not seem to have any other obvious complaints, period. She was in our office for about 1 hour about 45 minutes to 1 hour on two occasions, and there was minor cough which appeared to be non-productive, and at no time she appeared to be any distress, or and she never looked really very sick, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 74-year-old who was alert and well and did not appear to be in any distress. There was no evidence of any cyanosis or any lymph node enlargement, period. Chest exam was normal. Cardiovascular system, no murmurs were heard. She did have puffy eyelids, and I'm not sure what that might be. What might be causing that particular problem. Her nasal passages were somewhat narrow and stuff, and turbinates were mildly enlarged, and that could suggest some rhinitis or certainly congestion from allergies and or reflux, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, and they were quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them 10 milligrams singular, and she is somewhat improved, period. Allergy testing revealed a moderate reaction to dust mites, but no other abnormal results were noticed, and she obviously has some allergy to dust mites, and along with the smoking at home could certainly be a cause of some airways, some symptoms, period. My final diagnosis, chronic cough, 9 months, 8 to 9 months. Number two, nasal congestion. Number three, my treatment plan, Singulair 10 milligram daily. Number two, Flonase 2 puffs once daily. Because of persistent cough and older age, I am recommending that she should be seen by number one, a pulmonologist, and number two, ENT specialist, to make sure there are no other pathologies that are the cause of this particular problem. She also appeared to have puffy eyelids, and I thought she should be worked up for hypothyroidism or some other endocrine type problems. All this means that allergies are really not a significant source of her problem, and she should be really worked up more to see if there are any other issues, period. Certainly, one has to consider GE reflux, and that means more workup, and hopefully you can arrange for her to be seen by other consultants and see if we and thus complete the workup, and hopefully she should be fine in the near future, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards and dedication on patient Dung Nguyen.